Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
FBI Director Christopher Wray, he is stepping down. He did a thing on 60 Minutes. And, there's something about him that, doesn't make me a big fan. I don't think he's, like, the worst guy in the world, but I'm not a huge fan. I don't know if I trust him, I guess, basically is what it boils down to. Anyway, the bottom line is Kash Patel is getting ready to take that position. He has to be approved by Senate, obviously. But, Christopher Wray could see the writing on the wall. He knew he was done. He acts like, it's his decision to step down. But it's really not my decision. To retire from the FBI was one of the hardest decisions I've ever had to make. I mean, what decision did he make? What's he going to do? It was going to be a coup.
Yeah?
Yeah, he was going to keep his seat there at the FBI.
Okay.
I mean, what?
So there would not be a smooth transition?
Well, what other choice does he have? He says, one of the hardest decisions I've had to make. Didn't Trump kind of make that for him? Hey, I'm nominating Kash Patel to be head of the FBI. And how many? 1,001, 1,002. Ding, 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 ding. Christopher Wray says, hey, that's my job. Hey. Yeah.
Wow.
And when he was asked about, the Mar-a-Lago thing, which, of course, was way over the blown kind of a raid. It was ridiculous. It was unnecessary. And the way they did it, lights flashing, all the bells and whistles, really to make it look like, they're taking down public enemy number one. Ridiculous, yeah. Right? His response to that, our job at the FBI is to follow the facts wherever they lead, no matter who likes it.
That was kind of a weird thing to even say.
Well, especially when they had Hunter's laptop, they knew it was legit. And instead of admitting that, coming that out, releasing any of that information, no, instead, they kept it quiet and ran to social media and said, hey, there's going to be something coming out that's Russian disinformation. Really? Like what? Can't say, but we'll know it
when we see it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they really literally, that's what they did. And then, so the New York Post breaks the story, cracks it wide open.
Uh-huh.
Hunter's laptop and all this stuff in it. And next thing you know, these former spooks get together and sign a letter saying, we believe that this is Russian disinformation. And they had already, groomed the social media companies already. This is
the pump was
coming
primes.
Down the this is coming down the pike. Oh, there it is. There it is. Squash it. Yeah, delete it from social media. I mean, they did a job. They did a job on the American people. How could you not hold Christopher Wray accountable for that?
Mm.
Wasn't he Was he in charge? I believe he was. Well, that's just... Oh, but your job at the FBI is to follow the facts wherever they lead, no matter who likes it. But you didn't follow the facts with the Hunter laptop.
No.
In fact, if you would have followed some of those early on, before people had a chance to destroy a lot of evidence, maybe Joe Biden either wouldn't have gotten elected or would have been ceremoniously afforded a chance to quit. Yeah.
That could have been an interesting scenario either way.
Yeah, but don't act like, oh, yeah, yeah, it's a tough gig, and, you know, sometimes people don't, you know, they don't like it. We're asking for a sense of consistency, not partisan hackery, right?
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries for $2.99 each when you buy three. Take advantage of this exclusive digital deal. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, $3.97 per pound, limit one package. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.